This is URN.
The Big Picture Breakdown.
Votes at 16. A campaign that has had strong views both for and against. With the Prime Minister suggesting education should be completed before you're allowed to be able to vote. For example, you have to wait till you're 18 and that's when you should be allowed to vote. With the Labour Party being strongly for this and the Tory government mainly against, what are your views? Should 16-year-olds have the right to vote? Joe, enthusiastic.
I basically, most of the proponents of the argument that the voting age should be decreased to 16 are just wrong, sort of empirically and factually. So it's often said, might as well be blunt about it, so it's often said that you can do X, Y, Z, but that's fairly spurious because in both of those cases you need parental permission. So de facto, you are not technically seen in the eyes of the law as an adult who can do this independently. And indeed, in the case of the armed forces, to actually see frontline service, you have to wait till you're 18. And everything else is above 16. So whether it be going into a tanning booth, which I have very little experience of, whether it be drinking, whether it be, you know, driving, certain sorts of cigarettes, you know, rather than 16, by and large, the age in which the law in this country perceives people to be adults and mature is 18, essentially. So it would, rather than sort of going along a line of everything else, it would be taking the vote out of the normal context, making it unusual. And I don't think that having the SNP sort of petition for this in Scotland makes much of a difference, because in that case it's such a binary debate. And there have been lots of assessments by the Hansard Society, by the Constitutional Audit and various others, which did assessments in 2004, 2008, I think most recently in 2011, which said that, A, they don't, in their professional judgment, based on that empirical evidence, believe it should be lowered, and B, neither do the public. So if you're going to argue, as lots of these people do, that part of having the voting age lowered is to secure re-engagement democratically, it seems a fairly strange thing to do, to then go against the will of the populace and what they want, which is to keep the voting age as it is, which I think is perfectly sensible and also in line with the rest of the laws in this country.
Interesting point, Tina.
I have to agree with Joe. You shouldn't lower the voting age. I think you have to look at it also in context, like as Joe said, with the laws, and you're not viewed as mature until you're 18. I think it's the same in most European countries. Some countries take a bit longer over it. I'm not sure. Don't take my word for it. But I think you have to look at it like, I think most of us can say, like, at the time we were 16, I mean, at the time I was 16, I was like, voting. Yeah. Who am I going to vote for? And especially, I don't know, in Belgium is a system, like, we have the big votes now, the community vote, federal vote, European vote is all on one day. And I remember having to do it 5 days after my 18th birthday. And even then, I can honestly admit that I had no idea what the hell I was doing. Because you stand there and, I mean, you get like you have the normal background, you know, you can form a context of how things go in your surroundings. But if you're 16, I think you still have to discover the world a bit more before you can actually form an opinion politically. I mean, you can definitely try to if you want. Like, I'm not going to say that you can't do the youth party at 16, but just voting, I think, is a bit premature. And I think definitely, because the population thinks the same, according to Joe, keep it at 18. Why would you lower it? What are the advantages of lowering it? I mean, 18 is, for me, the bare minimum. Like, you shouldn't go lower than 18. So, yeah.
Okay, so?
Well, I suggest we're in very real danger of all agreeing here, so I should probably try and shake things up a bit. I absolutely think that the voting age should change. However, I think it should be going up. There it is. There it is, folks. No, it should be going up. Think about it. We have an aging population. We spend more time in school than ever before in our history. Most children now are not down the mines age 12, but they're in school when they're 16. And they are not, I don't think... acquainted with the world. Then they haven't had to face the government yet, they haven't had to pay tax yet, largely they haven't had to be in a workplace yet. So I think it's quite obvious. I think it wouldn't surprise me if I was plonked into this country, you know, out of thin air. It wouldn't surprise me if in our past we had a voting age of 16, when, as I said, when we had people leaving school at age 13, 14, 15 and going into work, but now we don't. So I think it's absolutely right that we have an age 18 voting age, but I think it's time that we raise the voting age, given the fact that we're getting older, we're spending more time in school, but also it's very clear what the motive is for the dropping of the age to 16. And it's essentially left-wing people predominantly, which Gina alluded to. It's not the Conservatives aren't in favour of this. It's left-wing people preying on the easily manipulated, the most vulnerable in our society, and that's children.
Wow.
And they're preying on them by trying to enfranchise them into the voting process before they are ripe and ready. And in the cynical hope, that they will get their votes, which I'm sure they would, because that's what typically uneducated and unexperienced people do. They vote Labour.
Wow, that's very strong views there, Sam.
I definitely don't think that you should vote at 16, but you were a little harsh on 16-year-old people.
I may have been, sorry.
Yeah, a little. I think
University Radio, they're not listening.
I think that at 18 you should vote because you're allowed, you can live on your own, you can go to uni, you can sign contracts, whatever. I think that should just be the normal age. Also, I didn't really get your aging argument at all. Like, why, when the population is getting older, why aren't, like, do you want a voting age of 21? I mean, what are you thinking about?
Well, it's more an allusion to the fact that people are staying in school longer.
Oh,
and I sort of longer, like, people are living longer lives, so they have more time to mature now. They're not forced. We know that we had children going into work in the past. I think now that we have a longer lifespan, we have a lot more time to mature. And that the voting age should reflect that.
Joe, you want to make a quick
point?
I
certainly agree with Sam's interpretation as to why the Labour Party, in its current form, might well be interested in lowering the voting age, just as it was the case with the SNP in Scotland. In that, you know, a major complaint about democratic politics is that basically it's a market, and you know, the more you offer to the voters in terms of a deal, so more spending on welfare and more this, that, and the other, you know, the more tempting it's going to be to vote for them. So there's that, certainly. I also think, given post-Brexit, there's kind of such a generational divide that people are talking about, I think that lowering the voting age to 16, where people still perceive themselves as teenagers and therefore distinct from adults, I think would exacerbate that sort of distinction that people note between the older generations and the younger generations. Because, you know, immediately post-Brexit, people said, you know, you old people have ruined my future. And there was the argument, you know, this sort of spurious ideas of, you know, in response to that, of, well, you know, what, should old people have half a vote and young people have 3 votes because they're going to be around much longer? I just think that having it lowered would inflame that distinction that people post-Brexit, given that generational divide in the vote, already are taking notice of. And I think that having it at 18, as most people in the room have said, is a sensible position, because even if you're not that much of a mature person, in the eyes of the law in particular, and sort of sociologically more broadly, you are then an adult, and there's an expectation that you will fit into the adult world in some way or another. So I think 18 is perfectly sensible.
And it's interesting, everybody said, like, as a consensus, that you don't think 16-year-olds are necessarily, they don't know enough.
This is URN.
The Big Picture Breakdown.